man. When I come in extremely tired, I come in telling her what I've been doing. It's made me extremely tired. And that's about the end of it as far as we get. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say, my, so I haven't had a day's work today, or something like that. I wouldn't know hardly how to answer that otherwise.
I bet it's tiresome in that court when they're trying a case.
Yes, it got on me to some extent a long time. I'll tell you what, I just thought this up myself since I've been sick. So many people come to that court that I'm more or less acquainted with both sides. Mm-hmm. Seems like I've got an interest there. I'm leaning more lenient and thinking, leaning towards one more so than the other, and I want to hear the full, every word said in that case. Well, I've learned to just forget about it. That's no real difference. I'm not going to make the decision on that. Mm-hmm. It's either the judge going to make it or the jury. And being in this position I'm in there, a lot of these people knows me. They want to, now I don't like when we have a jury. They don't like for the bailiff to be talking to the plaintiff or the defendant. Mm-hmm. It makes them jealous one way or the other. And they'll say, there ain't no telling what he'll tell about me. I don't think he ever did like me much. Yeah, you got to watch that.
You know, I have that trouble in grading students. Some I like very much.
Yes.
And others I don't like at all. And I try to forget all about the student and just consider his work.
Another thing.
I think I lose a lot of those that I like that way.
You take talking from the defendant's side now. He's the one that's in trouble. Mm-hmm. The defendant is. Well, he don't like to see me talking to the attorneys. He may figure that I might know something and I might remind him of it. The county attorney would be the prosecuting attorney, prosecuting the defendant, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And I dare say I wasn't that prosecuting attorney. I stayed a long way from him. He called on me to call the witnesses in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he gives me a list of the witnesses, you know. They're out in the lobby. And the reason they don't give you the list of the witnesses, the names of the witnesses, they'll write them down. That time they write them down there, they think that's the way they want them. But maybe they'll take the testimony of two witnesses, and the third witness, he thought at the time he wrote the names to be, he wanted him to follow. Well, he'll cut him back and take this one down here. Put him ahead of that and maybe save that one for the very last. So they keep their own. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if it's a criminal case.
Mm-hmm. The prosecutor gets to choose the witnesses, is that right? But they have to be agreeable to them.
They both have witnesses there. The defendant has his witness and the prosecuting attorney has his witnesses. And they're all out there together. But mind you now, they put on the plaintiff's side first, and that's the county attorney. Mm-hmm. He's approving his side of the case in order to convict this defendant. When he gets all his testimony in, well then here comes the other defense witnesses, they call it.